Heavenly Father, we just come to you. And first and foremost, we do lift up those pastors, all of them, Lord, not just the ones that went to minister, but to those who minister in Kenya. And we ask you, Lord, that you would just do a mighty work, that you would push back the darkness and the attacks that are going on there so that your pastors over there might hear and learn and then take it to the people. And from those that went there, Lord, I pray that you would just put a hedge of protection around each one of them and that whole group as they assemble together, that you would just guard and protect them and do a mighty work in them. And Father, today, right here in this place, we ask you to push back the darkness as well, that you would expose our hearts to see if there's any wickedness in us, anything that's contrary to your character and nature that's in us. May we surrender it to you. May we be hungry and thirsty for your word and for your transformation to take place in our lives. We just give you the praise and glory right now for what you're going to do in the days to come. We just love you and thank you for it. And we do pray, Lord, send Jesus now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the last three studies I've taught, which was Wednesday, and it was a rough landing, like I said, but very timely topics. I taught about a month ago, I think it was, on a Wednesday, about revival, and there were some serious topics in there. And last Wednesday was very serious, and today is as serious as those other two. So I don't normally do this, but I would encourage you that if you get offended here and today, go back and listen to those two messages. But be prepared for Wednesdays because it's long, much longer than I intended. So anyway, go back and review those. My intro today is, or the title today is, The Real Trans Movement. There seems to be a new trans movement in our culture and in the world right now. But there has always been a trans movement. Since the old trans movement began essentially in the Garden of Eden. But there is also a new or a second trans movement which began in the book of Acts, okay? And it's a wonderful thing. Last week we celebrated the resurrection, and Jesus Christ has afforded us the ability to be a part of the second trans movement if we will only come to him. The old trans movement is partial and temporary and leads to hell. The new trans movement is complete, eternal, and leads to heaven and eternal life. So keep that in mind. Also, I want to start out with a biblical or a specific principle that I want us to keep in mind as we go through this study. And this principle can be found in Psalm 115. It's also repeated in Psalm 135, and you can go back and review 135, but we'll look at 115 here in a second, and it'll be on the board for you. And it has to do with worship and trust. And that principle is, whatever you idolize or worship or trust in, you will become like that being in nature and character. The surrounding nations around Israel made idols with their own hands. They were blind, deaf, and mute, but they worshiped them and they trusted in them. Psalm 115, 8 and 9 says, those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield, meaning Israel's. And so this principle is really true. Okay, you will become like the God you trust in. And that is our hope, I hope. So the nations became just like their gods. They followed the paths of their gods. Like their gods, they became sexual deviants. They took things that did not belong to them. They were filled with and under the influence of ungodlike spirits. They were speaking evil things, lies, etc. They were filled with violence, meaning that they were attackers of the innocents. And these all speak of the consequences when you study it out from the fallen angels. But if you put your trust in the Lord of heaven, you will become like him as well. So that biblical principle that you will become like the God you trust in and worship is true for us as it relates to Christ. Okay? So, if you have begun to trust in Christ, it's my hope and the Lord's hope that you're being transformed. Okay? And if that's the case, if you've really trusted him, you will become more like him, at least hopefully over time and day by day. Your heart will be filled with love for God and man. You begin to have patience, sometimes more with others than your own self. You will become like Jesus in becoming a servant with true humility. You will have this in your mind. You will have the mind of Christ in you. You'll start to seek the benefit of others rather than yourself, and not having evil thoughts towards others. That is the mind of Christ. If you truly worship Christ, you will become like him in character and nature. So as we go through this study, remember that. Now, Christian, are you more like him today than you were yesterday? That's the question we all need to ask, and I hope that throughout this week coming up, in the weeks to come, that you are being transformed and becoming more and more like him. We should see a change in our inner person if we have been born again. So, keep that principle in mind as we go through this study. Now, before we look at the new trans movement, we need to look at the old trans movement for a little bit. And I got a play on words there, okay? You all know what I'm talking about culturally. Not only just in our country, but in the world right now, there is a trans movement, all right? And as I said earlier, it began in Genesis, actually. Satan transformed and or disguised himself as a serpent and deceived Eve. Revelation 12 agrees with that. It says in Revelation 12, 9, it says, "So that the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, he was cast to earth and his angels were cast out with him." Satan disguised himself for the purpose of total deception. He became something he really wasn't. His outside external being did not match his internal character and nature, or that inner man, or that inner person. He distorted his real character and portrayed himself as something he really wasn't. Satan is a two-faced character wearing a mask, like all the ancient actors, playing a role externally of something he really was not, often playing multiple roles and personalities. That's the character of Satan. Now, in this current cultural trans movement, people are externally wearing clothes and even amputating or sacrificing body parts to this new cultural norm. But that disfigurement does not change who they are and what they are at the level of their chromosomes or their DNA. It's self-deception at its worst, because they can't change what they really are. If you check them, if you test them at the DNA level, the chromosome level, they're not aligning up the facts. Okay, so we need to look at 2 Corinthians 11, and if you would turn there now, and I'll set this up just briefly for you. Here, Paul is essentially defending his apostleship versus those claiming or trying to play the role as apostles of Christ. Verse 12, it says, "But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off," that's an interesting phrase right there, "the opportunity for those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things which they boast. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. Now here's a group who outwardly were portraying apostles, but in reality, they weren't. Okay? They desired to be apostles, but were not. They wanted to be regarded as apostles. In other words, they wanted to be discovered and thought of as apostles of Jesus Christ. They lusted after a position they did not have the calling for, okay, nor the character and the nature for. This is a dangerous mentality. Sometimes you see it within a church, and a true sign that you're not ready for any leadership position, teacher, pastor, worship leader, etc. And that's dangerous because you may have a desire for a position, but it doesn't mean you have a calling for it. Okay? Keep that in mind. Just because you have a desire does not mean you've been called. But if you have a desire to become a servant in the church of the Lord, you can see 1 Timothy chapter 3 for a self-evaluation to see if you are ready for ministry, okay? And that's a whole nother study, and I'll let you look at 1 Timothy for that. But the idea that only wanting to appear as somebody special, these men were playing a role. They were being deceptive, okay? And again, that's dangerous thing to have happen within a church when you have people trying to play a role that they weren't called for. Now, back to 2 Corinthians. The old transformation was only outward and not inward, and it wasn't real. And neither were these men who desired to be apostles of Christ. Now, in John, Jesus said in John 4:23, he said, "But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Father seeks people who love the truth, even if the truth proves them to be a sinner in their inner man, and who are willing to see themselves as they really are." And that's one thing when the Holy Spirit, the conviction of the Holy Spirit comes into your heart, you begin to see the person you really are. And it makes you sick when you see that person. At least it does when I see that that real man that's in me. It made me sick and made me want to cry out for change. And I asked the Lord many years ago that He would come in and change me and mold me and shape me into the man He wants me to be. But that was the beginning. It's an ongoing process, and we need to remember that. So the Father seeks people who love the truth in the inward parts, those who are willing to see themselves as they really are. Now, who cry out for truth in their own inner man. In God's program, it's absolutely a must that the inward and the outer man lines up perfectly. That is a person He seeks, one who's set that out as a goal for themselves. A Christian and worshiper of God is the same person on the inside as they show on the outside, or at least it should be. What you see is what you get. No deception, nothing fake. But the unborn again, the unregenerate person, known as the hypocrite, is very comfortable with himself. He is satisfied with only the outward show he projects, which is satanic and demonic at the least. Now Jesus, to the religious leaders, said to them, to the religious leaders of the day, His day, He said in Matthew 23:27, He said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautifully outwardly, but inside are full of dead man's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." They were wolves in sheep clothing. These men were actually very comfortable with that whole situation. Are you? as a Christian? Are you comfortable with putting on a show outwardly, but things are different on the inside? Now, we're all guilty of playing a hypocrite from time to time, but it should not be a regular routine for a true Christian. And when you are playing that hypocrite, the flesh is absolutely in control. Now let's look at 2 Corinthians 11, verses 14 and 15. It says, "And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their work." Again, Satan only cares about the outward performance. Looks are all that matter to him. He does not care about real transformation. Okay? Let me remind you of Satan's end and those who only care about external and fake transformation. Revelation 20:10. It says, "The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Satan is a hypocrite. He's a charlatan. He's a phony, a fraud, and the father of all hypocrites. Satan is just an actor. He portrays outwardly something he is really not inwardly. In other words, his outward performance has nothing to do with his inward character or nature. And as we head towards the tribulation time, that tendency, those things in people to be fake actors, are going to get worse and worse, leading up to the Antichrist, who is the ultimate in fakesters and fraudsters. And, you know, thinking about all this acting, now you probably know why Hollywood is so screwed up. It's filled with actors, right? And so a final warning to the hypocrites, and then we're going to move on. Matthew 24, 45 through 51. This is a little bit long, but hang in there. Verse 45, he says, Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you, he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, "My master is delaying his coming," and begins to beat his fellow servants, notice beat, violence, and eat and drink with drunkards, being filled with spirits, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him and at an hour that he is not aware of. Verse 51, here's the warning. He will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So that's the warning. And I want to, anybody involved with a fake trans movement, meaning portraying something on the outside that they're not inwardly, that's their end result, weeping and gnashing of teeth. You can put a suit on a pig, but inwardly, its desire is to still wallow in the mud. And that never changes, okay? Now let's go on to real transformation. This is the real deal. John 3:3, it says, "Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven." The real transformation of a person comes when he or she is born again, born from above by the Spirit of God. Remember, God is seeking that person and will seek out those who inwardly can't stand that inner man because of the character and nature of that person in them. And they begin to cry out in their heart, "Lord, change me." And God will come in. He will partner up with you and come in and begin that transformation process. The real transformation process is when a person becomes born again. They become a new creature in the inner man. But that's just the beginning. The moment you put all your trust in Christ, you're given His Holy Spirit to help you in this new transformation process. This is a renewal of the inner man to become a new creature in Christ. Think about that. Now, John 6:63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." When you are born again, the Holy Spirit of God moves into your hearts, our hearts, to help us in that transformation of that person, that inner person of the heart. The external man or your body does not change. It's the inner person that is being transformed. We are expecting the rapture any day now. And when that rapture happens, that's when our external gets matched up with our internal and we enjoy eternal life with the Lord. I look forward to that day. I can't wait to shed this body, which causes me to be drug into the mud from time to time, from that inner man that refuses at times to be changed by the Lord. Now, when you're born again, the Holy Spirit of God again moves into your heart, but He'll only do the work in you that you agree to. We need to be in agreement with Him to say, you know what? This inner man must die. You know, you remember what John the Baptist said, "He must increase and I must decrease." That's the same thing for us. That as time, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you begin that transformation process, and that's what's supposed to be happening. Christ increasing in me, that character and nature, and the real me dying and being put to death. The external body is not going to change. It's the inner person that God's after, to be transformed, that inner person. The only way that happens is you got to come to Jesus, all right? Now, in John 14:17, Jesus speaking, He says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. Why can't the world receive the Holy Spirit? They only care about the external man, the outward appearance, the flesh. They only care about the fleshly outward show. They have no desire for truth in the inward parts. They walk according to the flesh and not the Spirit. Again, we have all played the hypocrites after becoming Christians. But as you learn to walk by the power of the Holy Spirit and offer up that flesh on the altar, that fake actor will diminish or should diminish over time. Romans 12:1-2 says this, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, your flesh, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service or worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Presenting your fleshly nature as a sacrifice needs to happen the moment we wake up in the morning and every moment after that. It's required. We must offer up that inner man who is never going to change, that fleshly part. We need to offer it up moment by moment. The world wants you to stay the same. Be fake. Be something you're not. That's what they want to conform you to. They're good with that kind of mentality. You know, don't change. I was told that after I came to Christ. I had coworkers tell me, "You don't need to change." Yeah, you do. You need to change. Okay. Now, the Christian needs to have in his or her mind, we need to have our minds renewed. The only way that comes is through the study of God's Word and by the power of the Holy Spirit. So the hypocrite is fine with going to church, looking like a Christian, but has no real transformation. They put on a suit on Sunday and return to the mud on Monday. I hope that that is not you. Now, 1 Peter 3:3-4 says, "Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging of the hair, wearing gold, and putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. Now that hidden person, the one who God sees, your inner person, is very precious in his eyes. Okay? The concept is not just for ladies, guys. In Peter, that's who he was addressing, but the same concept is true for us as men. He cares more about the inner man than what's going on the outside. So don't forget that principle. Now, that's who God desires, is that inner person or that inner transformation. That word precious, which we just read, has the meaning of extreme, valuable prize, okay? And God did not send his son to change our flesh. He came to buy back our souls, the inner man. Does your inner man belong to God, or does it still belong to you? Are you only concerned about the outer appearance, how you look in front of the church? Is it all about the flesh and the outside, or are you more concerned about the real you? God is more concerned about the real you and the real transformation. Now, if you would flip over to Romans 8, we're going to start out in verse 4. And it says this in verse 4, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is at war against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Now being a hypocrite is being fleshly minded and dead and at war with God. Now drop down to verse 13. It says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you will put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So real transformation, real children of God, offer up the flesh as a sacrifice to the Lord for the changing and the transformation of the inner person. Now, for those who only care about the outer man, the carnal man, 1 Corinthians 2:14 says this, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. If that describes you, I want to warn you and remind you that God has a place for you at the end, a place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, but it doesn't have to be that way. When you get there, if that's you, in that place of weeping and gnashing of teeth, I guarantee you, you're going to agree with God that you belong there because of the fake inner person didn't match up with the outer person or vice versa. You had no desire for truth in the inward parts. But those who are willing to sacrifice that outer man, that fleshly nature, 2 Corinthians 3:18 says this, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into that same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. You will see, if you notice there, beholding the glory of the Lord. If you are as concerned about your inner man as God is, and you desire change, and you cry out, and you sacrifice your flesh on a day-to-day basis, you're going to change from glory to glory. It's going to start out, but it's going to continue, or at least it should be happening in your life, until we see him face to face and behold his glory. I hope that's happening. Worship team, if you'd come on up. Now, to the unbeliever, it's just like Satan, only caring about the external transformation. That will end in weeping and gnashing of teeth. Christian, when we get it right, when we truly worship and trust God moment by moment, we begin to take on the character and the nature of Jesus Christ. If you're here and realize you've been conforming to the world, it's time to repent. It's time to change your mind about that whole concept. You need to renew your mind. That comes from daily reading God's Word. And for those who desire real transformation, it's time to trust in Jesus moment by moment. You will become like the God you trust in, for sure. It will be revealed. There's only one real trans movement. That's in Christ and Christ alone. Amen? Now, if you desire real transformation, like I said, you must come to Jesus. You must. There is no other way. And He will not turn you away. He will give you His Holy Spirit. If you come to really trust in the Lord moment by moment, He will come and give you His Holy Spirit to dwell with you, to assist you in this transformation process. And it's going to be hard and steep and nasty, sometimes disappointing, but it will be wonderful in the end because you will see Him face to face. You will be changed and become like Him. Amen? Let's stand up and worship with... I got to pray. I forgot to pray. So go ahead, stand up. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your Holy Spirit. Thank You for convicting us when we walk according to our flesh. Thank You for the blood of Christ, which cleanses us. Please give us a hunger for Your Word and for real transformation. Lord, if there's anyone here today who's been playing a hypocrite, bless them with Your Holy Spirit. Convict them of it, Lord. Help us all to trust in You and become more like You day by day. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.